Now, the average price of gasoline around the country has climbed to a new high of more than $3.20 per gallon. That is closing in on the all-time record, which has stood for more than a quarter century. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
No matter how high gasoline prices have climbed in the last few years, economists have pointed out they're still lower than they were in 1981, after adjusting for inflation. That's still the case, but the contest is getting closer. So close, the Energy Department recently dusted off those 1981 prices to see just how they'd measure up today.
If you really wanted to get exact, it would probably be closer to like $3.29.
Doug McIntyre of the Energy Department says today's pump price is only 7 cents a gallon below that.
It would certainly be safe to say this is one of the highest prices we've ever seen, even when adjusting for inflation.
McIntyre says ongoing refinery problems continue to limit the supply of gasoline, especially in the Midwest, where a March fire knocked a large BP refinery out of service. Midwestern gas prices jumped more than 15 cents a gallon in the last week, even as prices on the costly West Coast dipped by about a penny.
Chicago is now above San Francisco on our survey. Chicago is at 353 for regular, and San Francisco was at 351.
With just over a week to go, McIntyre expects gasoline prices to average between 315 and 320 a gallon for the month of May. That's still just a little shy of the inflation-adjusted record. Scott Horsley, NPR News.